Welcome to the Coronavirus Chronicle. I'm Monika Müller-Kroll. The first wave of the COVID-19 pandemic is ending across Europe, where governments are trying to figure out how best to restart public life and work. So how are Europeans managing the new normal? We checked in with a woman from the Netherlands.
My name is Ida Sandberg. I live in a city called Leiden.
Ida's job is to offer roadside assistance and help to travelers in need. With some European countries easing border restrictions next month, she's finding her work tougher than usual because so little is known about the planned changes. I also asked the 51-year-old about the pandemic restrictions in the Netherlands.
It's quite similar to Germany. Kids are going back to school, albeit partially. You can travel within the Netherlands and the restaurants are opening up on June 1st, but with a lot of limitations. No more than 30 people, including staff, in a restaurant. And you have to keep in mind the 1.5 meter distance. This also goes for all the companies, for example, the company that I work at.
Let's talk a little bit about your work. You help drivers in the Netherlands and also travelers?
Yes, well, in the whole of Europe. So the Netherlands and the whole of Europe. We are a company that is based on memberships. They call us and then we have to help them out. So either get the car back up and running again through our sister clubs. Like, for example, we work together in Germany with the ADAC. And through the alliances, we provide help for our stranded members.
And are there stranded members right now? Are people traveling?
Nobody was traveling anymore. So suddenly there was no help needed for people being stranded. The most bizarre thing is that still within the EU, different countries apply different types of lockdown. So can we travel to France next month? Who knows? Can we travel to Spain? But I mean, to get to Spain, you have to travel through France. This is all very insecure because nobody knows really what's going to happen and how those countries are going to react to certain kind of movements of that coronavirus.
And Ida, in general, how would you describe the social climate in the Netherlands right now? Are people calm? What's going on?
Lately, we have had super nice weather, so the desire to go outside of people is incredibly strong. Last weekend, I heard that in the center of Leiden, certain streets were cut off because there were just too many people. I think on one hand, I feel everybody is very aware of it. You cannot go anywhere where you don't feel that people are looking out for each other and are minding the rules. But at the same time, because they're easing up on the lockdown, is that people are becoming more careless, I think.
I know you like to travel, so are you longing for the next trip someplace?
Me and my partner had two trips planned, and we had to cancel those. And I've noticed with all my friends here in Holland that nobody's planning anything and everybody is just waiting to see what's going to happen. And what we think is that we're going to have a huge overload of Dutch people planning their vacation within Holland. But we don't know. Nobody knows, which is the most amazing thing of these times. Nobody knows.
Ida tells me she still hopes to take a vacation with her partner in late summer. One of her favorite destinations to escape life in Northern Europe is Sicily. Tune in next week to hear another personal story on the Coronavirus Chronicle. I'm Monika Müller-Kroll.